Welcome to the Humanize podcast, all about personalizing your health. I'm your host, Rebecca Kelly, and today I'm very excited to have Dr. Sheila Cobain with us. But before I introduce Dr. Cobain, I want to remind everyone to subscribe to get all of our variety of casts in audio, video, and transcription at humanizehealth.com. I'd also like to thank our lead sponsor, Village Green Apothecary, at myvillagegreen.com. So, Dr. Cobain, so excited to have you here talking about the common thread between the top 8 pediatric illnesses.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. I'm super excited, and I can talk about kids' health all day long. So what I would love to talk about today, I'll tell you a little bit about myself, and then I'll talk about, I have a book coming out, and the book leads into these common threads. And so I am a board certified pediatrician, and I then went on and did extra training in integrative medicine with Andrew Weil through the University of Arizona. And so I have a private practice in Charlotte, North Carolina, and all I do is integrative medicine. So I see kids all day long who are doing all of the things that we have to offer through conventional medicine, but they're still struggling. And so they come here and we look at food, we look at the gut microbiome, and we use supplements and herbs and kind of the, you know, mind-body therapies to help get them, to help optimize their systems. And so it's a very, it's an individualized approach, and it's really, it's so much fun because we get to see these huge transformations. And it's, you know, not only for the kids, but when I work with a family, I always recommend that they do everything together. And it's, you see these great transformations in parents. And I got a call a couple of weeks ago from the dads of one of the kids that we were working with. And he'd been trying to lose weight for 4 years and had done all kinds of different things. And he's a big weightlifter. And when he implemented the nutrition changes that we were recommending for the girls, he lost 10 pounds. And so it's, those are some of my most fun things, is when parents also have these really great shifts.
Right. I can't wait to hear more.
My book coming out in September 7th is the launch date. So it will be pre-sale before then, you know, probably in the next month or two. And it's called Healthy Kids, Happy Moms. And it's just 7 steps to heal and prevent common childhood illnesses. So when I first got out of residency, I was prescribing antacids and antibiotics and steroids, month after month. And it was always these same kids that were coming into the office, and they were having these recurrent illnesses. And so I'm not somebody who will continue to do the same thing over and over. So I kept asking myself, what is going on here? Why are these things happening? And you do a steroid and the kids get better for 2 weeks, mm-hmm. and then they're sick again in 2 weeks. And same thing with the recurrent ear infections, is we'll do an antibiotic and they'll get better. And then that chronic runny nose comes right back. And then a couple months later, we're having to do another antibiotic. So it realized that we have this common thread, because it's reflux, eczema, recurrent ear and sinus infections, chronic runny nose, allergies, asthma, abdominal pain, constipation or loose stools. And what happened is I'm a good listener. And so I would hear that the moms would say that they maybe changed their diets a little bit. So maybe the mom is breastfeeding and she would change her diet, and then the eczema would improve, or the child's ear infections would start to improve. And so, and it's comical to me now, but I didn't realize what was happening. But it's all about inflammation. And where the common thread came in is what would happen is, and dairy is one thing in particular. Dairy can be quite inflaming for many people. Yes. And it may contribute to a chronic runny nose, to eczema, to bumps on the back of the arms. These kids might have dark circles under their eyes. And we would remove dairy, and not only would the eczema improve, but then also the chronic runny nose and the recurrent ear or sinus infections would improve. So I continued to study and really look at these things. And so it's all about inflammation. And especially right now in our world. We know with, you know, we've got a pandemic happening, we have viruses, we know that the repercussions from viruses, it's not always the virus themselves, but it is the inflammation that gets triggered from the virus. Mm-hmm. So if we're walking around with all of this excess systemic inflammation, our cup is really quite full, our cup of inflammation. Mm-hmm. And then if we can go through and just lessen some of those inflammatory issues, we bring that cup down. When we get exposed to that virus, we're not going to get nearly as sick as we would have previously.
Right.
So to bring this into a perspective, this was a little boy who came to see me. Can you see that big difference between him? So you see how he's got that pale skin, mm-hmm. the dark circles under his eyes, and he doesn't really even have a clear look in his eyes. He's not really, you know, he's not necessarily really looking at the camera. Mm-hmm. And then this is him on the right. And it's a while later. This is at least a year later. Mm-hmm. Better school photographer, probably. Mm-hmm. And you see how his skin, he's got that really great coloring. He no longer has those dark circles under his eyes. And he's just got a super focused, clear look. And this little boy now is in college and he got a full ride scholarship. So on the left with that paleness, he had tics and he had, you know, like with tics, and they were so bad that he pulled a muscle in his neck. Hmm. And so what we do is we just gradually go through and we shift the nutrition. We look at the nutrients, and when you shift the nutrition, and for him, actually dairy wasn't the big issue, but gluten was. And so we took that out of his diet, and that allows his systemic inflammation to decrease. And then he's able to absorb his nutrients more effectively and efficiently out of his food. And it takes time and it's gradual, but then we come to this really, you know, beautiful ability to absorb what we're eating. Mm-hmm. And so I love his picture because this picture is worth 1,000 words. And when it comes to, and this, I've seen this, you know, hundreds of times, and it can be asthma, it can be chronic abdominal pain, mm-hmm. severe constipation or loose stool. So this, it just happened to be tics in him, but it can be all of those different common threads.
Right.
And when we break it down, I like to make things as simple as possible. And when we're looking at this inflammation, we want to say, okay, what is triggering the inflammation? Mm-hmm. And so there are 5 main triggers, and we always have our genetics. And right. So it's the way our genetics interplay with our food, environmental allergies, environmental toxins, you know, infectious diseases, and stress. Mm-hmm. And stress can be physical and it can be emotional. And, you know, physical can even be, you know, I fractured an ankle, or, you know, you have scoliosis.
Right.
And then infectious diseases, we have our acute illnesses, but then we also have, we're, you know, in functional and integrative medicine and personalized medicine, we talk a lot about the microbiome. And that's where we're looking at, we do stool studies to identify what's going on with the microorganisms in the GI tract. And that's a whole, you know, that's a whole nother discussion that we'll talk about, you know, on another podcast. You know, and then environmental toxins, we just want to make sure that we're breathing in clean air, drinking clean water, make sure we don't have any mold, any water damage in our homes. And then with environmental allergens, that's something you can do with your primary care doctor or an allergist. They can check you for allergies. And then food. So food is where I'm going to give you some good, simple tips to start with today.
Okay.
And I talked about dairy and gluten with that little boy, but we don't have to, that's a much later step. We'll talk about some much more simple things that you can do starting today with your family to start to decrease that systemic inflammation. And it's really as we're looking at the processed and the packaged foods. And to give you another little visual, now that you have the whole picture, you can see the, you know, we've got the cup of inflammation on the left where we've got the full cup. And when that cup is overflowing, that's when we have symptoms. And you can see the whole, the litany of illnesses and symptoms that we get with all of that inflammation. And that's where leaky gut is another term that many of you listeners may have heard. And it's when we're eating a lot of junk food and artificial dyes and colors and maybe taking some medications like antacids or steroids, that that's going to contribute to some inflammation along the GI tract, which is also going to hinder our ability to digest and absorb our nutrients. So again, what we're working toward is decreasing that, and then we lessen that whole, all of those symptoms. So we get into deeper, better sleep. Right. We have less congestion, less runny nose. Does that make sense?
Makes sense. Yes, absolutely. And I love the different factors that you provided. It layers upon itself.
Yes.
Stress them. Yes.
Yeah. So I'm going to really solidify it. I want to give you another case example. So this was a case of a little boy. He was about six when I first met he and his mother, and he had wheezing and had recurrent sinus infections. Mm-hmm. And when you get wheezing, you have to do the albuterol that helps to decrease the wheezing in the lungs. Mm-hmm. And when we really went through his triggers of inflammation, he had a significant dust mite allergy, and then he had a sensitivity to dairy. And I knew he had a sensitivity to dairy based on his history. And he had a lot of reflux and feeding issues as an infant. And he was also had, this isn't actually him, this is, but he had dark circles under his eyes. And he was a mouth breather. He was sort of that Darth Vader breathing. You know, he was sitting on the exam table and I could hear him breathing. And so what we did is we took dairy out of his diet. Mm-hmm. And since he had a dust mite allergy, the other thing we figured out is he was sleeping on a mattress that has been his uncle's from when his uncle was in college. Wow. So that would have had a lot of dust mites. So we got rid of the mattress. We took out dairy, and really within 2 to 3 weeks, he was a different child.
So just through his food and then his environment, you were able to make huge adjustments by
exactly.
Your research and, you know,
exactly.
Yeah.
And I make this case, and so this is how, you know, this is just sort of a physical, a visual depiction of how, you know, so for him, you see how the food in the more inflamed cup, his food was taking up a lot of space with the dairy because that was inflaming him, and then his environmental allergies with the dust mites. And so just by decreasing those, we decreased his symptoms enough that he was able, he didn't have to continue to use the albuterol, and he wasn't having to go on antibiotics as often. And it, you know, it very rarely. And we were able to really head off the course of his illness without a ton of intervention. And it's not always easy to change your diet, but when you see the results, it's much easier to keep it up when you can see it so clearly of what happens with the kids.
So, and Sheila, does your book allow then for people to understand what the process is that they need to do and where they need to go? Is that something that in September they'll be able to use as a resource? Can they go to your website right now to find out more information?
Absolutely.
What would be the next step so that if people suspect that they actually, you know, are having this situation with their child, they know how to address it?
Yes, they can definitely go to the website and just SheilaKilbane.com/book. And okay. Then we'll have all of the resources there. And
awesome.
We have an online course, and we're updating that. And so there are a lot of, we go through things step by step. And I'll also provide you all with a link today just for our mini cleanse. And that's what I was going to show you, is these are some really simple steps that you can start doing before you, like I wouldn't, you don't have to take dairy or gluten out of the diet, but just start with sugary drinks and do that. You can do day one, day two. We just do a little mini cleanse for kids. And this is what we start with so that it's not overwhelming. And we have the, you know, what you're going to replace them with.
Right.
Artificial dyes and colors, packaged snacks. And then this, you know, day four, five, and six, we decrease refined sugar, you know, decreasing the processed meats, things like hot dogs. And
this is all available online so they can actually go and visit and check.
Yep. And we have a little link. We do have a little mini cleanse that parents can sign up for. And then this will get emailed right to your inbox. Awesome. So you can walk through this.
Thank you so much, Dr. Kilbane. Those are really valuable insights. More information can be found at www.SheilaKilbane.com. And I'm going to spell that SheilaKilbane.com. And let me remind you to subscribe and get access to all Humanized videos, podcasts, and transcriptions from all of our thought leaders on personalized health at humanizedhealth.com. Thank you so much for being here with us. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.